All right, friends, welcome to today's live slash today's episode. We took a little minute getting this up and running because we were having some technical difficulties, but here we are. But mainly what I wanted to come on here and talk to you guys about is really just encouraging you today and something that I felt the Lord put on my heart this morning for me and also for you guys is to tell you and to remind me that you are no longer second place. You are no longer second place. Now, I don't know what that means for you, but I know for me, for so long in my life, I have realized that I was always settling for less than God's best. I was always settling for second place, right? And this has been something that I have worked through throughout the years of living alcohol-free for the past 5+ years, letting go of a toxic relationship of over 10 years, and just walking with the Lord and doing this work, doing the healing work, doing the mindset work, and really just pushing through the resistance time and time again, right? Even just going through my health struggles over the past few years, especially this past year, and breaking through that resistance and not allowing the enemy to have a foothold in my life, not allowing the enemy to make these different things my identity. But what recently just kind of brought this to mind of, you know what, I'm no longer going to be second place, is there has been a lot of letting go in my life throughout this past year. There has been a lot of letting go, and there's been a lot of what I have felt as loss. I have felt a lot of loss, and I don't mean people, well, kind of. Yeah, I have lost, you know, some people where they are no longer here on this earth anymore, but also I've lost people that are still alive and that just ended up being super toxic or just ended up, you know, just not wanting me in their life for the wrong reasons and because of manipulation that was done and just a big, big mess, okay? And over the course of the past few days, I realized that I was starting to settle in, I don't want to say fully into that mentality of, okay, it's okay if I'm second place. It's okay. It wasn't necessarily fully like that. But I realized that I was going to start taking those actions again, where I was going to start allowing less than God's best in my life. And you know, here, we don't do that. We don't settle for less than God's best. We are going after the more. We are chasing after Jesus and everything that he has for us. Now, when it comes to relationships in our lives, it can get dicey, but it is simple. And what I want to encourage you with today is wherever God is taking you next, not like everybody cannot go with you. Everybody cannot go with you in this next season. And that's okay. It doesn't mean that they are bad. It doesn't have to mean anything negative. It could just mean that where God is taking you, they are just not ready or prepared to go to that next level with you. And you see, so often people will want to stay behind. They will want to stay in dysfunction. They will want to stay in the comfortability. And they are not ready to fly. They are not ready to go to the next level like you are. And that is a-okay. But what we can't do in this season, what we can't do in any season, is we can't let those people that are deciding to stay behind in toxicity, in dysfunction, weigh us down from where God is taking us next. Even though we care about them, even though we love them, but we cannot fully be their savior. We cannot fully be their savior. We just can't. Even though we want to be, we just can't. It's important in this season and really in every season to stay focused on the assignment that God has for you. Stay focused on the assignment that God has for you. I truly feel like in this season, and when I say in this season, in my brain, I'm thinking about like this year, that there has been so much deception. And now the enemy's always out here trying to deceive, right? That's his game. That's always going to be his game. But I do feel like the Lord is getting ready to launch his people. He's getting ready to do something amazing with each and every one of us that have been following him wholeheartedly, that are walking in his path. And then those that have not been walking in his will, that are, you know, even against God, you know, God's going to deal with them too. And so we have to make sure that we are not being deceived. We have to make sure that we are not being deceived. And the best way that we can make sure that we are not being deceived is by being in God's word and spending time in the quiet place. Now, I'm going to be very transparent with you guys in my walk with Christ this year. It has been interesting. And I love Jesus. And I love walking with him, but going through this different loss and confusion and just all of these, and I'm being vague because I have to be vague. Maybe one day I'll fully talk about it. But going through these different things, I started to question my faith. And when I say question my faith, I don't mean like questioning whether or not God was real. Like that is, I could never deny that because I've had so many encounters with God, with Jesus. But it was more so questioning, is this really the way that the Bible says? Is the way I'm walking with Christ, is that really the way Jesus says that we should be? Or have I been walking more in religion or more of what people have told me? Have I been putting my pastors or man above God? Have I been putting these people on a pedestal? And I may sound like I'm going off on a tangent here, but just roll with me because that has been my journey. And so throughout this journey over this past year, I have been in the Word. I've been spending time with God, but there has been so much resistance because I was mad at God. I was mad at the people that treated me wrong that I thought were like my family. Let me be clear. I'm not talking about my family. I'm talking about these people that were like my family. And going through all of that, and going through the hurt, going through just a lot of things that I didn't think I was going to have to go through. And grieving through that was a lot. And everybody has to go through different things, right? I'm not special. Like whatever you're going through right now or have gone through, it may be totally worse than what I've gone through this year. But it still sucked, right? It still doesn't remove the suckiness from the situation. And so during this past year, I don't want to say unknowingly, but unintentionally, I kind of built a little wedge between me and God. And I've been repairing that through this year, throughout the past, I would say these past 6 months. And I'm sharing that because the deception is real and the enemy wants you to pull away from God. And it doesn't matter how great of a Christian you are. It doesn't matter, you know, all the good things that you do and you can do all the right things and be this super Christian. You can still be influenced by the enemy and you can still be influenced by people around you without you realizing it. And it can look good. It can look like the light, but it can actually be the darkness. It is never fun to come on a live and be like, oh yeah, the enemy shook my faith this year, because he did. But it was more so the enemy working through these people. And me getting so tired of being hurt and so forth. And so again, going back to deception, the enemy will use any lens that he can to make you pull away from God. And you can love God. You can, you know, be in the Word. You could be doing the darn thing. But where is your heart at? Right? And again, I know I'm talking about two different things here. But I feel like maybe that's just something the Holy Spirit wanted me to share right now. But where is your heart at? And know that it is okay to let go. There does not have to be something bad to happen in order for you to let go of something that the Lord is asking you to do. a lot of you have had to let go of relationships. And it didn't make sense because for some of you, it's like, okay, well, that like nothing bad was going on. So why do I have to let go of this relationship? God sees what you don't. That's something that I did a long time ago, years ago, where I felt in my spirit that I needed to leave. This wasn't a romantic relationship. This was more like friendships. And I did leave, but then I got scared. I got scared and then I went back and it turned out worse than it needed to turn out. When I could have just said my piece and went on my merry way. God knows best. Don't allow yourself to be second in second place. You are chosen. God has chosen you. God has chosen me. And he chose us first. We didn't choose him first. He chose us first. So I want to encourage you that as we go into the coming months, 2024 is already around the corner. I want to encourage you to decide to not settle for less than God's best. And that goes for every area in your life, for your relationships, like your friendships, your romantic relationships, and what you are doing in your personal life. That business that God has called you to steward, are you going all in? Are you pushing past the resistance or are you staying in this zone of just bare minimum? And that's something that I've had to work on too. As I'm starting to get stronger physically and get better when it comes to, you know, my physical health, I'm like, okay, how can we bring this to the next level? And it's not necessarily about constantly not being satisfied, but it's about constantly growing, right? How can I go to the next level? Because when I go to the next level, that means my clients go to the next level. When I go to the next level, that means the people around me go to that next level if they want to, right? But I get to infuse my energy, my Holy Spirit. I get to infuse my energy and what the Holy Spirit has given me into you guys. Right? So it's not just about me. And God wants to take you somewhere. God is taking you somewhere, but you have to stop being blinded by this mediocrity. You have to stop being blinded by the bare minimum. You have to stop being blinded about comfortability and stop letting dysfunction be your home. I've seen it time and time and time again from so many people, including myself. This is why I can talk about this. Where you are so comfortable in dysfunction. You're so comfortable in the toxic friendships, the toxic relationships, your own toxic relationship with yourself in the bottle or whatever that may be, that you stay there out of comfortability. You stay there because you're so afraid of what the unknown is going to look like when the unknown is freedom. The unknown is freedom. Why do you want to know everything that's going to happen? Anyways, that is boring. That is a boring way to live, you guys. We are here to live an adventure. And yes, life is not all rainbows and butterflies, but we can sure have some rainbow and butterfly moments, especially when we are walking with Jesus. You're settling for less and it's time to stop. And I'm here to light the fire under your butt to tell you that I really felt the Holy Spirit put on my heart to tell you that you are no longer in second place. You're no longer in second place. And so if you feel like you are in second place, if you feel like you are settling for less, that is on you because that is what you are allowing yourself to receive. At the end of the day, God gives us all, we all have free will, which means that we have the opportunity to create the life that we want to live. Yes, of course, we want it to be aligned with God. Like, I hope that's just a given when I say that. But God gives us the creativity. God gives us the free will to create the life that we want to live. He's not a dictator. He's not going to sit here and tell us, okay, well, you know, he doesn't want robots, right? He's not going to tell us every little move to make. The Holy Spirit guides us, yes, But God gives you a lot of power here on this earth. He gives you a lot of creativity. He gives you the free will to do these things. And a lot of you are even staying stuck in the name of Jesus. Yes, there's times where God tells us to wait. Yes, there's times where God says, yes, wait this out. Like, I'm working on this person, or I'm working on X, Y, Z, right? We don't want to rush the process, but we also don't want to stay stuck in the name of Jesus. And when I say that in the name of Jesus, it's because a lot of you are saying that you are where you are at because God told you, when actually you don't really know the voice of God and you're actually listening to Satan. And we can all fall victim to this, but you are not a victim. I am not a victim. We are victorious because that is our position in Christ. We are victorious. So it's time for you to pick up your crown. It's time for you to stop settling for less than God's best. And it's time for you to literally today make the decision that you are no longer second place. If you have friendships in your life where you are the only one giving, get rid of that friendship. Yes, there are different seasons where people are going to go through different things, but look at the seeds that you are planting and ask yourself, are those seeds bearing fruit? Or are they just dying? Look at the friendships in your life. Look at the connections in your life. Who you surround yourself with matters. It matters. You guys, throughout this year, like I said, I have been letting go of a lot of people, a lot of things. And you probably have heard me have this conversation with you guys throughout the past few years and me going on my own journey with Christ and living alcohol free and just going through, just evolving, because it's been different levels of letting go, because God has literally been stripping me of all the idols, which I think we're pretty much there, right? We're never like fully there, but I feel like I'm definitely at a space where I'm like, okay, I can recognize when I'm making an idol out of something and I know what to do. Next was God removing people that were hindering my walk with Him, that were making me see more religion than relationship, but it was dressed up as relationship. Removing people in my life that would hold me back in the future and that were actually blurring my vision, and I didn't even realize it. And I didn't realize it until I was actually away from it. And I was like, dang. I feel so free. I feel so free. Even today when I woke up, like, I made a decision on something that I'm going to do today. And I haven't even made the final, steps to do it yet. And I already feel free because I'm like, yes, I don't need that in my life. I'm not settling for less than God's best. I'm a daughter of the King. I have godly friendships. I'm going to have a godly marriage. I have people in my life that we are co-creating together. We are growing together. We are planting seeds and bearing fruit. Those are the kind of people that I want in my life. Yes, I have other people, maybe acquaintances and things like that, that maybe I'll disciple or that I'll hang out with here and there, where, you know, sometimes it's just me pouring into them. Like, that's okay. But as far as like my circle, I don't have time for the drama. I don't have time for the mediocrity. I don't have time for being in second place with anybody. Again, I don't mean that to sound like, okay, well, I'm just going to be this person where it's like when my friends are going through different seasons, if I'm not number one on their list, then see you later. That's not what I'm saying. But even friends that are going through crap, you know where their heart's at. You know that you are of importance to them. And I feel like the words that I'm trying to say aren't fully coming out. So I hope that you guys are understanding what I'm saying. Let me know in the comments if you understand what I'm saying, if you are resonating with this. Because where I'm going, I'm not even waiting until January to be like, okay, now we're going. Where we're going now, that is going to come to fruition in 2024, because what we do now, November, December, that is what's going to come to fruition in January, February, and so on. What I'm doing now, I do not have time for the dead weight. I do not have time for the dead weight. Do you? Or are you addicted to the chaos? Are you addicted to the dysfunction? Are you addicted to toxic? Because if you are, that's probably why you're not bearing fruit in your life. That's probably why you're always feeling like the victim. That's probably why you're always feeling like something's going wrong. That's probably why you're always on eggshells around other people. That's probably why you're always waiting for the next shoe to drop, or for that person to talk crap about you, or whatever that may be. Like, you guys, it's challenging to let go. It's challenging to move on. But what's more challenging is to be in toxicity the rest of your life and to not fulfill the purpose that God has for you. That is challenging, and that is sad, and that is what so many people are doing, because they would rather choose the way of the world, comfortability, dysfunction, opposed to being like, you know what? God has something better. And even though I may walk alone for a little bit, even though we know we're not always alone, but even though I may walk alone for a little bit, it is worth it. I can tell you, walking with Jesus, especially when you are chosen, especially when you really want to do this darn thing, there will be many times where you are feeling like you are walking alone, or where you'll just have that one person. Cherish that one friend. Cherish those two friends, whatever that may be, because guess what? Whatever is lost will be replaced. Joel 2:25. That has been a verse that I've been holding on to throughout this year, where it says that God will restore. He will restore. Go read that verse, because I don't want to butcher it. But he's talking about restoring, how he will restore the land. Restoration is upon us. But for some of you, you are not even going to allow the restoration, because you are so up to here in your, with, you know, up to your head with dysfunction, with the dirt, with the chaos, with the muck. You got to clean it up. You got to clean it up, and you have to know, even if you don't feel like you are worthy, even if you don't feel like you deserve to wear that crown that God has given you, go read God's word. It doesn't matter what you think, because you are a daughter or a son of the King, and you're wearing it either way. You're wearing it either way, but it's up to you. Like, you're the one that's giving away your power. Don't give away your power. Nobody can take what you don't give away. Nobody can take what you don't give away. So can I have your word? All of you here on TikTok and Facebook in the Kingdom Alliance community, can I have your word that you are going to do something different? That you are going to pick up your crown, and you're going to no longer settle for less than God's best. You are going to no longer settle for second place. And today, you're going to start making an action plan on how you can get rid of anything that is weighing you down. And that's people, places, substances, whatever that is. Because it is time to fly high. It is time for a rebirth. It is time for a rebirth. It's almost Christmas time, right? We're going to celebrate the birth of our Savior. And it's time for you to have that rebirth, right? When we give our lives to Christ, it says in the Word of God that we are made into a new creation. Have you truly been walking in that new creation? Or have you just said, okay, yeah, I follow Jesus, but you haven't actually done anything with your faith? You're not actually walking in the Spirit. You just kind of put the Christian label on you, and you went a little, you know, you went a little far. You know, you did some things, but then you stopped because you got scared. Because it started to get real. Because you realized that God is going to stretch you. God is going to put you into the unknown. God is going to challenge you. But in the challenge, you're never alone, because he's always there, and he's always guiding you, and he's always bringing the right provision at the right time. So will you decide that today? Will you join me in this rebirth that we are doing together? Right? Because as new creations, we've already been reborn. Yes. But the rebirth that I'm talking about, which for some of you, that may be the rebirth that you are resonating with. But the rebirth that I'm talking about is the rebirth of a new season, the new wine, the restoration. That, oh, new wine is a word for somebody. Maybe it's just for me, because that's a word that the Lord gave me 2 years ago when he gave me the word restoration. But that's what I am talking about. I'm talking about the rebirth of this season. Everything that was lost in this past season is going to be restored. But you have to do your part as a human being, both practically and spiritually. So with that being said, I would love to invite you guys to my next 4-week, we're going to call it a wellness challenge, faith and wellness challenge. We are kicking off on the first Monday of December. And I was going to wait to announce this on Monday, but I just cannot wait. The name of the 4-week challenge is literally going to be called Rebirth. And we're going to be focused on stewarding your body well, which for a lot of you, that means letting go of alcohol or limiting your alcohol consumption, because you guys know I'm an alcohol free coach. So there's going to be some sort of, some sort of accountability for your alcohol free journey. It's going to be about igniting your faith. So that's always a part of everything that I do, right? And then we're going to be talking about dreams. We're going to be talking about goals. We are going to be setting us all up to have the momentum that we want to have when 2024 comes. So many people will not do a challenge during this time because they want to wait till January. So many people will say, you know what? I'm going to stop drinking in January because it's too hard now. Not realizing that when you actually throw yourself in the fire, that's when you learn the most. But guess what? You're not going to be by yourself. And I have no doubt that for a lot of you that have come across this live, whether you are on the Facebook or the podcast or on TikTok, I believe that some of you are meant to be in this challenge, okay? So the waitlist is already going. Early bird has already opened. I have a hard time waiting, you guys. I'm like, yes, let's do this. So early bird special is already open, okay? So you guys can get into the challenge for $100 off. And there's afterpay, there's payment plans, whatever. Like it's super affordable in my opinion. And it's going to be amazing. If you haven't been a part of my challenges before, now is the time. I'm telling you, like, those of you that have been following me for a while, like, you know, like, challenges are literally my thing. It's like in my DNA. I have so much fun with challenges. And it's going to be great. It's going to be great. So I'll be sharing more details on Monday about what this is all going to entail and so forth. But in layman's terms, basically it's going to be 4 weeks of us together focusing on stewarding your body, igniting your faith. And I'm going to help you get momentum in your dreams and in your goals so that you show up on January the 1st with a plan. That's what it's going to be about. Each week, I'm also going to be doing a live like this to keep you encouraged, keep you inspired, teach you something, okay? I'm going to be praying on exactly what the Lord wants me to be speaking on during these 4 weeks, because I do try to do everything I do try to have this very Holy Spirit led. But what I'm saying is you are going to have a private Facebook group, and then I'm also going to be coming on with you guys live, and we're actually going to do it on Zoom, okay? So I'm actually going to be able to see you guys. We're going to chat. I'm going to be able to answer any questions. We're going to pray together, and you're going to get coaching from me, okay? I'm super excited. If you guys are interested, if you are on TikTok, all you have to do is email me the word rebirth, and I will go ahead and send you the link for the early bird pricing. If you are here on Facebook, just comment or message me the word rebirth, and I will send you the link or answer any questions that you have. And if you are on the podcast, feel free to DM me on socials, or you can just go ahead and click the link at the bottom of the show notes, and that's where you can check out. As soon as you buy your ticket, you will receive an email with the details and the link to the Facebook group, and the Facebook group will be open a week before the actual challenge starts, okay? So I love you guys so much. Have an amazing rest of your day.